my position is that homosexuality and gay is the only it's the only protected group that doesn't have to declare their position as such. They can choose whether they come out and say that they're gay or not. And the comparison that's being made between homophobia and racism is, in my view, ill-conceived. You can see a black man when he's walking down the road and you can become racist towards him because you can see he's black. But in the case of a gay person, you wouldn't necessarily know unless they declare it, or, to some extent, the stereotypical view of what homosexual people are like. And I think that's unfair. And I think the starting point of all of this must be that gay people in any walk of life should be declaring that they're gay. Mm. And the reason why is...
Who's that unfair on?
Well, it's unfair on everybody else, because the bottom line is that disabled people... black people and gender, that is all automatically obvious in most cases, although disabled people...
Not always, as you say. People have disabilities that are hidden. People who've changed their gender, you can't always tell.
If they want the protection of the law and their disability is hidden, a declaration would be a test in the courts. In terms of disability discrimination.
But why is it unfair on non-gay people that if you don't know somebody's gay?
Well, I think certainly in the case of a footballer who can go into changing rooms and he mixes with heterosexual males, you wouldn't put a man and a woman together in the same changing room, would you? Because one could titillate the other. And in the same sense that a gay person is titillated by another male person in an environment where footballers, as they are, they all bathe together and shower together. We did it all at school, at school and things like that. It puts them in an awkward position for heterosexual people as it would for a homosexual person. I think a declaration in respect of their sexuality.
Well, I suppose on that basis, you would put a man and a woman together if they were both gay. They could share the changing rooms.
Well, not really.
Yeah, surely they could.
Well, no.
Well, they wouldn't be titillating each other, would they?
Well, I mean, I think you know the point that I'm making.
I'm trying to think through the logic of it.
The logic is quite simple. If two we were talking about male footballers, weren't we? The whole program, the whole ethos of what our discussion is about.
But you're saying you wouldn't put men and women in a changing room together.
Two males in a changing room, two professional football players in a changing room. One happens to be gay, the other one heterosexual. He doesn't know that the gay person is gay because the gay person hasn't declared that.
Right. So then should the heterosexual person declare that they're heterosexual?
I think at some point in time, we have to talk about the statutory protection is for homosexuals. There is obviously protection for heterosexuals, but not in the same vein. If you want to enjoy...
Well, we should all be protected from abuse, shouldn't we?
If you want to enjoy legal protection under equality legislation, then it's right and proper that you make a declaration of who you are.
Well, I don't think you've made that case, though, saying it's right and proper, because you've already said there's many other minorities where you can't and don't declare.
Well, no, I didn't say that.
Disabled people, for example.
Yeah, but I've said to you, where a disabled person... has a hidden disability, if he wants the protection of the law, he would have to...
He'd have to wear a badge saying I'm disabled.
Sorry?
He'd have to wear a badge saying I'm disabled.
No, you don't have to wear a badge.
How would you tell people, then?
In an employment context, you have to record it on an application form that you're a disabled person or you wish to be protected under disability legislation.
What would be the point of that?
Sorry?
What would be the point of that?
What would be the point of what?
What would be the point of a disabled person having to declare that they've got a disability?
Well, the point would be that the employer could make reasonable adjustments to meet the needs of that disabled person. And in the same sense, a homosexual person, possibly they could meet the needs of that homosexual. I mean, it's right and proper that once a declaration has been made by a homosexual person, then he should be protected, just like any other protected group.
So if somebody...
makes that declaration, nobody knows it.
What if they're afraid of abuse?
Quite
clearly, some people amongst these 5,000 footballers
have
a reason.
How many disabled disabled people do you think are afraid of abuse?
Oh, many. And they do get abused.
And they still have to... I mean, if they want the protection of the law, then on their employment applications, they would make that application. They would have to make that declaration. If they choose not to make that declaration and no reasonable adjustment has been made for them and they carry on in the employment and then suddenly find that there's an issue, they can't then rely on it because the employer won't necessarily know.
Mm. But I don't really understand. Coming back to your gay footballer example, I don't really understand the necessity for the gay person to say that they're gay. Who is that protecting? It's purely a thing about you're worried what might happen in a changing room. Is that what it is?
Well, I think a gay person that is stimulated by another male in an environment which is a changing room where there's a substantial amount of nudity going on, that could be an appropriate environment for that person or for the people that are on the other side, you know, the heterosexual people that are in the same environment. Because he could be... I gave the example of the male and the female in the same changing room. If there was a heterosexual and a female in the same changing room, you wouldn't put them together to change in front of each other.
So we need four changing rooms then?
Well, no. I mean, I'm saying...
A gay changing room, heterosexual and a female heterosexual. I'm thinking through what you're actually trying to say.
You're making a flippant remark about...
No, I'm not. I'm asking you exactly how it would work.
Well, I don't know. I mean, how...
Well,
how
you're the one saying that it's right and proper. You've got to explain why.
I went to boarding school when I was a youngster, and in the boys' dormitory, we just had rows of beds and a little cabinet. Mm. In the girls' dormitories, in the girls' school, they had individual cubicles.
Right.
Maybe that's the answer.
Well, maybe it is. Was it worrying you that going on in your boarding school then? Do you think members were gay?
That's an example. Let's not change the point. The point is...
Well, you talked about the boarding school example.
No, the fundamental point here is that homosexuals, because they're a statutory protected group, it's right and proper, like any other statutory protected group, that they should be making a declaration as to who they are to enjoy the full protection of the law supposed to be protecting them.
This is what you say, and you keep saying it's right and proper, but the only example you have of what benefit that would bring is that you feel people would be protected in some way in a changing room. But let's see what others have to say. That's your view, Carl, and I've listened to it. Let's see what others have to say about that. You should be required to declare that you're gay if you want the protection of the law.